Welcome to the Family Architect Studio. Parenting by design rather than by default. I'm Philippa Scott, your host, and today we're talking about how to help your child regulate big emotions. Have you ever noticed how your child can go from zero to nuclear meltdown faster than you can say that it's your favorite dinner? Today we're diving into something that affects every parent. Helping your child navigate those tsunami-sized emotions that seem to come out of nowhere. But here's the twist. We're not going to talk about timeout chairs or reward charts. Instead, we're going to explore something far more powerful, the science of emotional connection and co-regulation. Before we dive in, I want to share a moment from my own parenting. Picture this. I'm in the park. My three-year-old is literally lying face down on the ground, screaming because the swing is going too high. Yes, the same swing they begged me to push higher just moments ago. And in that moment, everything I thought I knew about parenting just wasn't working. Let's start with something fascinating from Dr. Gordon Neufeld's research. When our kids are flooded with big emotions, they experience what he calls attachment alarm. Think of it like your phone going into SOS mode. It's desperately searching for a connection. Dr. Gabor Maté explains that in these moments, children aren't choosing to be difficult. Their nervous system is literally overwhelmed. Imagine being in a foreign country where you don't speak the language and suddenly everyone expects you to understand complex instructions. Well, that's how our kids feel when big emotions hit. You know those parenting books that make it sound so simple? Just stay calm, they all say. Right, because we're all totally zen when our toddler is having a complete meltdown in the middle of Coles, while simultaneously trying to climb into the freezer to live with the ice cream. Because here's what those books don't tell you. Your own emotional state matters more than any technique you could ever learn. When Dr. Neufeld talks about co-regulation, he's not talking about some magical calming technique. He's talking about something much more fundamental, your presence. Let me share something from one of our family architect parents, Tom. He used to pride himself on being Mr. Fix-It Dad. Kid upset? Here's the solution. Big feelings? Here's why you shouldn't feel that way. Sounds familiar? So then one day, during one of the calls that we had, and what he calls the great... Then one day, during what he calls the great pizza demolition, his four-year-old destroyed a pizza because the cheese was too stretchy. Something clicked. Instead of trying to fix the situation, he simply sat down and said, "Wow, you've got some really big emotions about this pizza, mate." His son looked at him like he had grown a second head. But then something magical happened. The meltdown started to dissolve. Not because Tom fixed anything, but because he offered connection instead of correction. So how do we actually do this in real life? Here's some scenarios. The public meltdown. You're at the shops, your child's losing it, and you can feel everyone's eyes on you. First step, forget about everybody else. Your child needs connection, and they don't care about your embarrassment. The sibling explosion. One child takes another's toy and now they're both screaming like it's the end of the world. You really want that toy and you were still playing with that. The bedtime battle. When your child has big feelings about going to bed, again, remember, their resistance isn't about bedtime, it's about being separated from you. So how do we actually do this in real life? Here are some scenarios. The public meltdown. You're at the shops, your child's losing it, and you can feel everyone's eyes on you. First step, Forget about everyone else. Your child's need for connection doesn't care about your embarrassment. Number two, the sibling explosion. One kid's taken another's toy, and now they're both screaming like it's the end of the world. Instead of playing judge and jury, acknowledge both children's experiences. You really wanted that toy, and you were still playing with that. The bedtime battle. When your child's having big feelings about going to bed again, remember, their resistance isn't about the bedtime. It's about the separation from you. Here's something fascinating. Dr. Motte points out, children are literally borrowing our nervous system to learn regulation. Think of it like learning to drive. You wouldn't expect somebody to master it by just reading the manual. They need to practice with somebody who already knows how. Some phrases that actually work include, your body seems really worked up right now. Want to take some deep breaths together? I'll sit here with you while you figure out these big feelings. It's okay to be angry. It's okay. It's not okay to hit. It's okay to be angry. It's not okay to hit. I'll help you find another way to show your anger. Remember, you're not just managing behavior. You're teaching your child how to handle life's big emotions. And yes, sometimes that means sitting with them while they cry about their sandwich being cut the wrong way, because today it's the sandwich. But in 10 years, it may be their first heartbreak. If you're ready to dive deeper into the connection-based approach to parenting, join our 5-day Timeouts Can Kiss My Ass challenge, the 5 days of practical strategies for moving from control to connection, because growth cannot happen with control. And if this episode resonates with you, I've got good news. We're just scratching the surface. In the Family Architect Studio, we dive deep into these strategies and more, creating a blueprint for connection-based parenting that actually works in real life. So until next time, remember, you're not just surviving the chaos, you're building your child's emotional intelligence one connected moment at a time. And I've thrown all of the links to the suggested extra options that you have available into the show notes, so please check them out. Join us on our Facebook page, the Family Architect Studio membership. We have Instagram. Reach out, look us up. We'd love to connect with you. Leave us a message here or simply get in touch if you've got questions. Look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.